Board is holding its next meeting on Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held on Zoom. It is accessible to the public and includes an opportunity for public comment. Please use the link on the Pacifica calendar and on the WBAI website to join the meeting. Or you can call 929-205-6099. Once again, the phone number to get in, 929-205-6099. And enter the meeting ID, which is 922-457-2995. Again, the meeting ID, 922-457-2995. And there's a password you must enter. It's 995-995-99. The password again, 995-995-99. That's the WBAI Local Station Board public meeting, Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. Hope you can make it.
The previous program was Economic Update with Richard Wolf, heard right after the WBAI Evening News on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Stay tuned for more programming coming up in this hour. And Off the Hook will return at its regular time next Wednesday at 7 p.m. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. It's Christine Blasdale, and I am back at it with another amazing program that you absolutely need to hear. So stop whatever you're doing. Call your friends. Tell them to listen to this program right now, because the information we're going to be imparting on you is so powerful and life-changing. And I am so honored to have my very special guest coming back to Pacifica Radio, Mr. Brent Michael Phillips, who has been voted the number one most powerful American healer and spiritual teacher. He is an international best-selling author, motivational speaker, and the creator of Awakening Dynamics Consciousness Technology. And I want to thank you so very much, Brent, first of all, for all the success that you've had during these fund drive programs for Pacifica Radio. You have helped us raise a heck of a lot of money to keep the radio stations alive and well. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and welcome you back to the program.
Oh, this is awesome. I love helping out, the radio stations and putting out a positive message that is going to help people. Unlike most of the media, which is putting out a bunch of nonsense that's hurting people, huh?
It's a little bit of kind of scary. I don't watch television and I don't listen to much radio because it's pretty scary. We also want to be empowering. So many people right now for the last 2 years have felt very disempowered and that they don't have control over their life, their future, their health, their finances. And we're going to be talking a little bit about finances and our wealth and that abundance mindset in this program. But I know that you've seen quite a few people really have a hard time around the whole money issue. And you yourself actually at one point did as well. I love the story that you have, the origination story of how you came up with the technology, the Awakening Dynamics Consciousness Technology. Do you mind going down memory lane with us a little bit?
Not at all. Be happy to share with the audience. Though I'll warn you, it just wasn't just one time or period of my life where I struggled with money. It was actually several. I had multiple money-related dark nights of the soul, for sure. Absolutely, because it all started with me never thinking I'd do anything like this. Growing up as a young man, being a healing practitioner, teaching spirituality wasn't even on my radar, because I was a total nerd. I grew up, I loved the early computer games. I loved Star Wars and Star Trek and Dungeons and Dragons and everything nerdy. And ended up in college at MIT, where I was really lucky to be, because it allowed me to go full bore to master computers, which is something I'd always had a passion for. And when I got to MIT, it was so interesting. I had never really thought about network computers back in the 80s. Most of us hadn't. And I got to MIT and I discovered the internet. And I was like, oh my gosh, there was this worldwide computer network that most people had never heard of. And I thought, this is going to change the world. And it did. I got my bachelor's degree as well as my master's and was working towards my PhD at MIT, part of the laboratory that was the anchor for the World Wide Web Consortium at the time. So I was very proud to be one of the people that literally created the modern internet. And so when it came time for me to leave MIT, I figured that I would move to California, create a startup company, work really hard for a couple of years, and sell it for millions of dollars. And maybe after that, I buy an island and spend my days hot tubbing with supermodels or something like that, right?
Right.
Well, it wasn't quite that simple. We got off to a great start. Within a year, I had 15 people working for me. We did the first website for Sony PlayStation. We did the website for Nissan Motors. We did the website for Disneyland. We were working with some really big players doing some high-profile work. But then it all came crashing down because I was working myself 60, 70, even 80 hours a week. Because I wanted to be successful more than anything. I was willing to be at the office every weekend, every holiday, late nights, whatever it took. But instead of selling my company for millions of dollars and retiring by 30, I ended up destroying my health and my body broke down. I spent the next 3 years slogging through the world of conventional physical therapy, going to doctors and physical therapy and having all these scans and treatments done. And it didn't help me. In fact, I just got worse. I got so bad in terms of my health that I actually had to move in with my parents because some days I was in so much pain, I needed help just cutting my food and getting dressed. So this wasn't like a little tingle in my wrist. This was life-shattering pain. And after 3 years in conventional treatment, I finally got in to see the top doctor at Curlin Job, which is the number one physical therapy clinic on the West Coast. It's where the Olympic athletes and professionals go when they need physical therapy. And I was like, wow, this guy's going to know what to do, right? So long story short, I walked into his office. He's sitting there behind his desk looking at my medical files. And I'm like, you know, what can you do for me, doctor? What can we do? How are we going to fix this? And he just looked up and said, well, I'm sorry, son. There's nothing I or any doctor can do for you. You're never going back to work and you'll never be out of pain.
Wow.
And I was stunned. It took me a second just to catch my breath. And I was like, what? Because I had figured he'd have, you know, some amazing new treatment or surgery or something that could fix me. And the last thing he said, as I was let out of his office, he said, tell me, son, you got someone that can take care of you until you die?
Oh, my God.
And at the time, I was 27 years old. And he literally wrote me off. And as I was leaving, it got even more insulting. On the way out, his secretary said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips. We've had to cancel all your upcoming appointments for therapy because we can't be wasting our time on an impossible case.
Ooh, okay.
And I was told, instead, the doctor is simply going to put you on lifetime disability because he wants you to get used to it now. And I was just like, what? So it wasn't so much that I gave up on the doctors. It was that the doctors gave up on me. And I was left there at 27 years old, being told I'd never recover, that I'd always be in pain. And then I went to go tell my business partner and best friend about this, figuring he'd be, hey, Brent, you know, we've gone through tough times together. We'll get through this. When I told him what the doctor told me, he immediately fired me from the company we had founded and turned around and sold it for millions of dollars 6 months later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And here's the really crazy thing. He was independently wealthy. He had inherited 8 figures from his grandfather that same year. So he didn't even need the money.
Hmm.
And so that led me into Dark Night of the Soul, number one. And money was certainly an issue. I was broke. I was in debt. Because I had been working for a startup, I'd been taking almost no salary. I had figured this company would make me wealthy, and instead it was stolen from me. And I was on disability collecting, I think, $750 a month and expected to live on that. So that was certainly a difficult time. Long story short, I had a friend turn me on to alternative medicine. And I was really excited about that. And I thought, hey, you know what? if the doctors gave up on me, maybe acupuncture or homeopathy or something like this will help me. The next 5 years, I spend living with my parents in their basement, running around, trying to get as much medical treatment as I could, doing all these alternative therapies. I got acupuncture. I took herbs. I did diets and cleanses. I went and had osteopathic work and homeopathic work. I worked with movement retrainers. I worked with Reiki healers and pranic healers. Did all this like positive thinking, mind power stuff. And I was really excited about it, but it didn't help me at all. And it was so frustrating because it wasn't just one or two people I went to. It was dozens, hundreds. And I wasn't getting any better. My pain was actually getting worse. So after 5 years of this, I finally found a doctor who wanted to try an experimental surgery on me. And I was desperate. I would do anything to try to get better, no matter how small the chance. So I had this experimental surgery and I woke up and my right arm was paralyzed. And wow, that was a big problem because I'm right-handed. And so I couldn't use my right arm at all. And that was really devastating because it was almost impossible to drive my car safely. I couldn't really take care of myself. Getting dressed was difficult. In fact, I was married at the time to my first wife. My disability put such a big strain on our marriage that she ended up leaving me after that. And then I was really in a difficult spot because I'm like,
getting worse and worse for you.
It just kept getting worse and worse. I was running out of margin on my credit cards. My wife had left me. My parents had divorced. And so I couldn't be with them any longer. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I was scared out of my mind. And that's when this crazy healer lady showed up in my life. Her name was Terry. And she was introduced to me by my Aunt Lauren. And Terry had said, Brent, you know, don't worry about this. You just got some bugs in your subconscious. We just got to clear some blocks for you. And then your body can heal and you can get your life back. And I'm like, sure, lady, right? It sounds easy.
Right.
To you,
exactly.
Right. You have no idea what I've been through. Because at this point, it had been 8 years I've been fighting these injuries and pain. 8 years, 3 years of conventional therapy, 5 years of alternative. And nothing worked for me. I just got worse and worse and worse. But I figured I don't have too much more to lose, right? So I took a little cash advance on my credit card, booked a session, and I went to see Terry. And I remember she invited me in to her home, and I sat on the couch, and she talked to me about the power of the subconscious and how these blocks in the subconscious can cause huge problems in our lives. And we spent about an hour, and she walked me through this process of identifying and clearing subconscious blocks. And it was all very interesting, but I'm like, hey, lady, I'm not here to talk about my feelings, right? I'm here because I can't move my arm.
Right.
And I'm running out of money and I have nowhere to live. And my life is going to be over in very soon unless we find some way out of this, right? And she just said, Brent, don't worry about it. We'll take care of your arm. And at the end of our session, she said, okay, we're going to heal you now. And I'm like, yeah, sure, lady, right? Give it a shot. Because again, I've been to all these different doctors and healers and therapists, and nothing anyone had really made any difference. But she closed her eyes and went into this kind of trance state. And about a minute later, I felt a crack in my elbow. It was like a little firecracker went off. And I remember Terry heard this and she opened her eyes and said, okay, Brent, try your arm. And I did. And I was like, oh my God, I could move my arm again. It really was a miracle. I walked into the session with my arm having been paralyzed, but for 4 months, couldn't move it at all.
Wow.
And then she did this subconscious block clearing thing and this kind of kooky healing process. And my elbow went pop and I had my body back.
Wow.
And I was like, Terry, I don't know what you just did, but you teach me this, right?
Whatever it is, I want to know what you
did. Yeah, I didn't really understand it, but I'm like, can you teach me this? And she's like, sure, Brent, we got a class next month.
Wow.
And that was the day this gigantic nerd and dedicated software engineer became a healer and a spiritual teacher. And I wanted to go understand what she had done and be able to share it with other people. Because I know there's a lot of people out there with a lot of pain, a lot of problems, a lot of huge obstacles in their lives. And without her help, I don't know if I'd even be on the planet today. But, you know, thankfully, as they say, when it's always darkest before the dawn. And with a lot of clearing with Terry, I was able to get off the disability, start a new business doing healing work, and start to get my life back on track. But there was one trouble, though. And this is where we're going to get a little esoteric. But I know your listeners can handle it.
That's all right.
Yeah. I know the listeners. This is what you need.
We can go down the rabbit hole.
Yep. Basically, just by clearing the subconscious, it made a big difference for me. It helped me improve my pain to the point I could work again. I was able to start a new business doing energy healing and coaching. I was able to come off disability and start to support myself. But so I was surviving, but I wasn't thriving. That no matter how much I worked, I just couldn't seem to get ahead. That everything I bought as an investment went down. It was crazy. I'm probably the only person on the planet that bought Amazon stock and then sold it a year later at a huge loss. It's just, it was just amazing how it happened over and over. And what happened, I look back now, I had learned about the New Age stuff, right? I had taken classes on intuition and healing and manifesting and all this. But I was very limited because I was living completely from my ego. And I had no idea why. In our culture, we're immersed in ego. It's all we know. It's like there's this old Zen joke that goes something like this. There's an old fish swimming around in the ocean, and he sees two young fish. So the old fish swims up to him and says, "Hey, boys, how's the water today?" And the two young fish look at each other and goes, "Who's this crazy guy, and what the heck is water?" And so that's funny because fish don't know they live in water. Why? They've been surrounded by it their entire lives. It's all they know. So humans in the modern world don't know they live in ego. And I had no idea. And so long story short, I made a couple bad investment decisions, ended up getting pulled into an investment fraud, and I ended up almost $1 million in debt.
Ooh, shit.
Almost $1 million in debt. Because of this fraud. You know, it wasn't things I had done. It was things that were done in my name by the people who had ripped me off.
Right, exactly.
So basically, they had borrowed a ton of money and lost it in the stock market, and I got stuck holding the bag. And that was life-shattering because I really thought I was moving ahead. And all of a sudden, boom, I was bankrupt. Because my life plan was I had hoped to be a millionaire by 30. I didn't expect to be bankrupt at 40. So that was another huge wipeout for me. But there was a bright side because it was literally the day after I declared bankruptcy that I met my late mentor, Carl. And he introduced me to what we now call awakening, which is goes much deeper than the typical sort of new age energy healing and intuitive work. And really asked me these very hard questions that I didn't have answers to. And here's the thing. This is the point I really want the listeners to take away. Up to that point in my life, I had always thought that my biggest problem was not having money. Even when I was put on disability, I remember thinking, well, if I had $1 million in the bank, this would be fine, right? But I didn't. And I had always thought, well, if I just have to work hard until I can make enough money. When I have enough money in the bank or enough investments, then my life can really be good. Then I can really be happy. Then I can really focus on this spiritual stuff. And I had always looked at it that way. And so you can see how I was devastated when I went bankrupt because I thought, now I can't do any of this stuff.
Now you can't have any of those dreams.
Right. Now I can't have any of those dreams come true. And what Carl taught me was, no, Brent, you have it backwards. You have to be able to move into the energy and feeling state of your dreams first before the money shows up. And if you do that, it works, which is so crazy because I know a lot of us think, hey, you know what? I can really be happy after I get a full-time job, or maybe after you pay off your debt, or maybe it's after you buy your own home, or maybe you think it's after you retire, or when you have $1 million in the bank or whatever goal, right? What I learned was that's totally backwards. That most of us think, oh, you know, all my problem is I don't have money. And when I have the money, then I can do all these other things. What I found is that, again, that's totally backwards. What Carl said was, Brent, you go right after how you'd like to feel right now. And I guarantee if you can do that, the money will show up. And it was scary at first, but I did my best to listen and started through what's called the awakening process, to see through the ego, to see the truth about life, to get past all these fears and anxieties and desires and dreams, to find the truth. And it was incredible because it worked. That after just a year of working with him, my income tripled beyond anything it had been before. And it didn't just stop at money. I was at the time about 40 years old, divorced. I figured the whole marriage and family and all that was a ship that had already sailed. And it was amazing that almost effortlessly I met someone, we fell in love, and now we have a family. And so all these things came together. And I feel so blessed that I had these incredible teachers, first Terry and then Carl, to set my ship aright, to pull me out of my ego and say, Brent, you're living backwards just like almost everybody does. And I wanted to come here on the show today to offer this message to anyone listening. Maybe you're really struggling. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're living on government benefits or with family. If that's the case, we got to get you to start paying attention to yourself, your mood, your energy, your consciousness. That's what's going to bring the money. We have to prioritize the things that are important to us that will bring us growth and commit to them. Only then will the universe show up with its abundance. This is the, I look back and I go, my gosh, I had so much poverty consciousness. But I didn't see it that way. I thought I was being clever. I thought I was smart. I thought I was going to beat the system and do better than everyone else. And I look back and I go, you know what? I don't want other people to be suffering like I did. I would love to show you some of the things I've learned that make life so much easier. But here's the thing. We all live in prisons constructed out of what we think we know. It's kind of cliche to say, but we have to get ourselves out of the way. And if you do that, I think you'll find money tends to show up much more easily, sometimes effortlessly. But you're not going to get there if you're worried about the money. If we're optimizing and saving and manipulating and trying to make the universe give us money, my experience is that that's a one-way door straight to hell. You're just going to struggle and struggle and struggle until you can't struggle anymore. Instead, we have to learn how to make the internal shift now. And it's kind of funny, Christine. One of my ideas as a young man was that I would make millions in technology and then maybe go to China to study martial arts or do something mystical or spiritual. That was kind of my long-term plan. But then the universe said, no, Brent, it's going to happen the other way. First, you're going to go dedicate yourself to spirituality. Only then will we let the money come. And I think there's a lot of people who are in that situation, right? We keep putting this stuff off that, oh, maybe next month, maybe next year, or, oh, I'll do it when I have more room on my credit card, or, oh, I don't have the time, right? We have all these excuses. And, you know, if you're wondering why your ship hasn't come in, why you haven't been able to make that big win to move your life forward, right? To own property, to live on your terms, to do what you love. If that hasn't happened yet, maybe you might want to go work with people who have accomplished that. Find out what they did that worked for them and then go do that. That's what I'm here for. Now, anyone that wants to go make all the same mistakes and do it the hard way, please don't let me get in your way, right? If you want to make all the same mistakes, if you want to go bankrupt, if you want to get ripped off, if you want to be betrayed and go through all that, don't let me stop you. But if there's anyone that's had enough, if you're sick of the struggle, sick of being left behind, sick of always missing the big thing, sick of being close but no cigar, well, there's an answer. It's just, it's not going to look like exactly what you expect. Fair enough?
Yes. Yeah. And you had mentioned too this idea too of poverty consciousness.
Yep.
And now I know there's a lot of people who are listening going, saying, no, I don't have poverty consciousness. I, of course, I want to be success. Of course, I want to have, money in the bank and time to be with my friends and family and resources to do the things that I want to do, to have a home, to go on holidays and vacations. So sure. Can you, because a lot of people don't realize, again, the subconscious blocks that we have around wealth, abundance, money, finances. They may be saying to the outer world, I want to be a success, but it's those subconscious blocks. Can you talk about that a little bit more? Because a lot of people, I think, need some clarity on that.
Yeah, it's really important what you bring up here, because poverty consciousness is enormously damaging. I would say the one disease in the world that causes more damage than all the others is poverty consciousness. It will ruin your life. The trouble is, most people don't think they have it. Most people think they're too clever, they're too smart, they're too in the know. And we have all these little manipulative schemes we run from our ego, expecting it to make us wealthy, to bring us huge success. And it doesn't work. And what's really going on is, as you mentioned, invisible programming in the subconscious. That no matter how clever you think you are, life will give you the truth of your consciousness in terms of the results you see. And then we go into the subconscious and you'll understand why. I mean, when I was first doing this stuff, I had all sorts of crazy beliefs on my subconscious. I believed that if I was a millionaire, that I'd be a target. I believed that if I was wealthy, that too many people would want something from me. I believed that women would only be interested for my money and not because of me. I mean, on and on and on, right? And I want people to know, you have no idea what's in your subconscious. Everyone thinks they do, right?
Oh, this is really important. Can you say that again? Because that's so important.
No one has any idea what's really going on in your subconscious. And so for example, a very common block a lot of people have is they believe they have to be poor to be close to God. And a lot of us carry this subconsciously, but have no idea. And when asked about it, we'll argue. We'll go, oh, no, I don't believe in that, right? I know better than organized religion. I know that's not true. But then you check their subconscious and there it is. So that's why this is such an important message. Don't think you know what's in your subconscious. No one really does. Most people don't even know what's in their basement or their attic, right?
Right, or that kitchen drawer.
On the kitchen drawer. Your subconscious has been accumulating garbage for generations and generations. Right. How would you have any idea what your great-great-great-grandmother put in that attic? You don't. So you don't know what she put in your subconscious either. So we have to be really willing to have that beginner mind to be able to be willing to say, hey, maybe there's a lot more going on here than I thought. And being able to start crawling through the subconscious and finding all those problems and letting go of them.
That's what I love about the technology that you've created, because you're communicating, you're having a conversation and clearing those blocks directly with the subconscious, which people don't know. They don't know that they have those messages in their head. They don't know that they think that money is the root of all evil, or I have to work harder. All of those things, even things that we saw when we were little kids, when we were little babies and the parents fighting over the checkbook, those type of things.
Sure. Absolutely. All those things have a huge impact on us.
But the technology that you've developed in the, in particular with the consciousness technology, this is actually so powerful, because not only does it speak directly to the subconscious, but it's something that people can do by putting like headphones on and actually listening to, you're guiding them through clearing these blocks. But there's also, is it theta brainwave?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Binaural beats. What exactly is that?
This is what it comes down to. What's in the subconscious cannot necessarily be accessed easily unless you know what you're doing. Right? That if you look at a lot of typical law of attraction programs, they may mention the subconscious, but they don't really know what to do about it. Right? So what I've created is a simple technology that allows people to reach in and open their subconscious and start working with it anytime, anywhere. What I was looking for is kind of the holy grail. was a way to encode a media program so that people could listen to it on their own anytime, anywhere, and be getting into the subconscious to make meaningful change. And we call it the Formula for Miracles technology. And it's so awesome to use because it involves specially encoded audio programs that you listen to them with headphones, and they will automatically put your brain into a waking theta brain state and clear the subconscious for you. All you have to do is listen and follow along. And this was such a huge step forward because now people didn't have to be in a room with me. They didn't even have to be on a call with me. They could download a file to their phone, their computer, whatever, right? Your smart TV, and listen to it and start clearing the subconscious. And I'm really proud of that because that's allowed me to reach a lot more people at a much more affordable price point than would have been possible otherwise.
Oh, and look at how many people who already have accessed this technology through these fund drives, and how many thousands and thousands of people you've already helped through this technology, because they can do it anywhere. They can do it at their home.
It is truly life-changing. However, I want to be careful. I want to tell the truth here. I know that makes me an odd bird because most people in this industry doing this kind of work are full of hyperbole and all these big claims, right? I want to tell you the truth because that's who I am. And the truth is, this is unlikely to make a millionaire next week. It might happen.
Right.
It's happened a few times to some of my students, but it's rare. What I want to do is give you the tools, the knowledge, the training, the support so that you can start doing subconscious clearing and reprogramming regularly for the rest of your life. That's important. What I can promise you is if you learn and apply this and make it part of your lifestyle, it's inevitable. At some point, you will start making more money. You will start feeling better. You will have a better life. It may not be tomorrow or next week, but it will happen. It's not a matter of whether or not you can do it. It's simply a question of, are you going to give up before you get there? And I want to let everyone know, when you start using this Awakening Dynamics technology to get into your subconscious, to clear the blocks, to start manifesting the things you like, if you draw out your life map, if you start your awakening process, what's going to happen is over time, you're going to start winning more than you lose. And it's inevitable that you will start creating more wealth. How long does it take? Honestly, I don't know. Depends on the person. Some of my clients and students start to see money coming in within a few weeks. Most likely, it's a matter of months or a few years.
And it depends on the amount of blocks,
of course,
that we have, correct?
That's right. It depends on how long it's going to take you to work through the blocks.
And this, the theta brainwave technology that people will be listening, and folks, I hear you, I can hear you screaming in my head saying, give me the phone number, please. I want to get this. I want to start immediately. I'm going to throw out that phone number in just a second, but I just had a quick question. You found that there's quite a few blocks that this programming clears, the theta brainwave technology. I was shocked at how many actually that it does clear. But can you let our listeners know a little bit about that? So they obviously you're not going to be driving. Do not operate heavy machinery when you're doing this. You're going to put the headphones on, hopefully be in a place where it's, quiet and peaceful. But how many blocks exactly does this technology help clear?
Well, what I have encoded on is typically I'll create about an 8-hour program that will clear 300 to 400 blocks.
Wow.
And the instructions are pretty easy. The only thing you need to know is it works best with headphones. So you can use your earbuds or your AirBuds or, you plug a USB headset to your computer, doesn't matter. It tricks your brain into the theta state by playing a frequency of slightly different tones to your left and right ear. So you don't need to know that, right? That's just some nerding out, but that's how it works. And it takes about 8 hours over the course of the program, which, might take you 1 to 2 weeks in real time to work through, because we have to get you into the theta brain state, identify the blocks, and then clear them. And so each 8-hour program will clear usually between 300 and 400 blocks. And because so many people really need help right now, we're actually going to give you not one, but two of the programs.
Yes.
So you're going to be able to clear something like 600, 700, 800 blocks with these programs. Maybe more, because I also give you some open-ended tools to use, like the trauma clearing. So if you're really willing to put in the time and work it, you could clear thousands of blocks and traumas.
See, this is the gift that, this is why I'm so honored and so happy to offer this to our wonderful listeners, because when we're talking wealth and abundance, and this package that we're offering is called the Wealth and Abundance, it's the Mega Pack. We're not just talking, you know, dollars in the bank. We're not just talking finances and money. We're talking abundance in relationships, in our health. My goodness, so many people have had, there's so many blocks around our own health and well-being when we get a little cold and how, you know, all of a sudden we think we have cancer, right? We have all of these blocks around relationships, our health, our financial health and wellness. So when we talk about wealth and abundance, yes, we are going to be clearing those blocks with this technology around money, but also it applies to all aspects of life. That's the important thing to drive home. It's not just about
money. Right. It's not just money. Money is what most people are most interested in. But for example, another part of abundance most of us don't think about is time. If you have a truly abundant life, you should have enough time to not feel rushed all the time, to have enough time to meditate and read or go on walks or drink wine or whatever your thing is. So that's just one more facet of abundance. Yes, we need enough money. We also need enough time. We also need enough social support. We need enough love. We need enough opportunity. All these things. We need enough health. Because if you're not healthy, if you're in so much pain you can hardly move, it's going to be difficult to make money, won't it?
And it doesn't matter how much money you have when you're in pain, physically or with your heart, right?
And I just want to emphasize to everybody, the way we're taught to make money doesn't work very well, which is look at the world and try to figure out some clever scheme to drive the money into your pocket, right? Most of us have struggled with that our entire lives. It doesn't work very well. Instead, I want everyone to turn their process inside out, to commit yourself to the inner work first, to finding purpose, to waking up to the truth of you, to transcending your own suffering. Then the money can show up. Because as long as we're thinking, gee, I need more money to be happy or to have enough time or to meditate or study, you're going to be stuck for a very long time because it's backwards. It's nothing personal. It just doesn't work.
And with this, with the technology that's available to people right now with this particular program, they get to firsthand. I know because I've experienced this. I got to firsthand find out, see what my blocks were. And I thought things that I thought I was fine with, I'm like, oh, really? Okay. And then right there, just following your instructions, your guided instructions, where I was able to clear those. And this is something that not only we can do, you know, in the comfort of our own home, but we can also, once people call up and pledge and get this beautiful programs, these beautiful programs, they can also share it with their loved ones who are also struggling. If your spouse, if you're, you know, your partner is struggling, don't just keep it to yourself. You want to share this with them as well. We're going to throw out the phone number. And well, first of all, we're going to tell people exactly what they're going to be getting with their donation to this radio station. It's a $200 donation to this station. We do need your email address because Brett Michael Phillips is going to send you access to all of these programs. This is for the first time ever, too. Brent is making available all of his entire wealth and abundance programming. You're going to be getting in this package the Unleash Your Inner Millionaire program, along with the Formula for Wealth. These programs on their own are worth a lot of money. If you went to even Brent's own website, it's a much, much higher fee if you wanted to access these programs. But Brent is also going to be throwing in some bonuses, and we'll talk a little bit about the bonuses after we talk about the major programs. But you're going to get three books as well, the Formula for Miracles books, and also the Secrets to Muscle Testing, because muscle testing is part of these beautiful programs where you have the theta brainwave state, and you're going to be testing your blocks, finding out your subconscious blocks with that muscle testing, and then eliminating those blocks also with that muscle testing. So this is all included in this package. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack for a $200 donation. I'm going to throw out the number right now. We need your email address. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. It is a $200 tax deductible contribution. We need your email address so that Brent can send you the details and access to these programs. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack from Brent Michael Phillips, $200, 212-209-2950, a $200 donation. Now, remember, lots of people right now are calling. So if you're placed on hold, which you might be, please be patient. Just stay on the line if you're placed on hold, and we're going to get an operator to pick up your call as soon as possible. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack. You're going to be getting all of his Wealth and Abundance programs, including Unleash Your Inner Millionaire, plus the Formula for Wealth, plus bonuses. Again, it's just a fantastic package. 212-209-2950. Brent, Unleash Your Inner Millionaire. And can you tell people a little bit about what they're going to be getting once they call up and pledge and they get access to this program?
Yeah, absolutely. Unleash Your Inner Millionaire has been one of my most popular programs because it makes it really easy to learn how to work with the subconscious and start moving your life forward. We're going to walk you through how to check your own self for subconscious blocks and then show you the process on how to go in and clear them using these guided meditations. And so it's a lot of fun because you will identify and clear in real time hundreds of different blocks. And remember that we don't know what's in the subconscious, right? I remember one of my early sessions with Terry. She said, Brent, I think you have a vow of poverty. And I argued with her. I'm like, no, I don't, Terry. That's silly. I know that the creator that is abundant and unlimited. I wouldn't have to take a vow of poverty. That's silly. And I argued. And she said, Brent, shut up and let's check it. And it was there.
Shut up and like, let's check it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and you did. You had a vow of poverty.
Yep. I believed I had to be poor to be close to God. I believed that rich people were evil. I had all these crazy beliefs. But if we're willing to simply go through the process, check it and clear it, then they can be gone forever. And as silly as it seems, a lot of these things are hiding inside of us. I remember one thing I was told is, you may not have grown up or been very religious, but I guarantee you had ancestors that were.
Oh, this is important.
Yep.
So it's not just our subconscious. It's just the beliefs that we have as individuals. It's our mamas and our papas and our grandpapas and our grandmamas. Whoo, that's a lot of clearing.
Yeah, it goes back at least 7 generations. So you can imagine living in a house for 7 generations and never cleaning out the attic or the basement. It would be an impossible amount of garbage in there, right? Well, that's exactly what your subconscious is like. It's full of garbage from so many generations and cultures and lifetimes. And if you want to get past it, if you really want to start making more money, I'm sorry, I don't think that skipping your Starbucks and avocado toast is going to be the key to a successful life, right? That's poverty thinking. We got to live like we mean it within our means, but pushing the envelope. Clearing the blocks, focusing on what we want. If you do that, I think you'll be amazed at how it comes together. But again, I want to tell the truth. I'm not promising you'll be a millionaire next week. There is no such thing. And if there is, it's a scam. Don't trust it. What I'm going to give you is tools and support and a process that if you keep applying it, is guaranteed for you to make a breakthrough at some point. I want to give you that technology so you can make that journey faster. Just know it may not be a day or a week, right? It may take some time. There may be setbacks along the way. So my goal is to put the odds in your favor. So you'll start winning a little more than you're losing. And then over time, life's guaranteed to bring you into the winner's circle. It's not a matter of if you can get to where you want to be. It's a matter of, are you going to give up and quit before you get there?
Mm-hmm. And with the programming, again, you have instructions on how to access the programming once people get the links and everything from you.
Yeah, it's all very easy.
It is.
If you have ever read a web page or ever listened to a video on YouTube, then you're all set. That's all the knowledge you need.
Brilliant. And now this package also includes the Formula for Wealth programming.
It does.
Can you talk about that as well?
It is. The Formula for Wealth was originally going to be Unleash Your Inner Millionaire Part 2. So they're really designed to go together. I changed the name only because people thought you had to do Unleash Your Inner Millionaire first. You don't. You can do them in either order. But what I found was there was just a lot more material than I could fit into 8 hours in terms of the block clearing. So I created a second program to clear all the blocks that didn't fit into the first one. So I wanted everyone now to get both of them for less than half of the price that one of them used to cost, because people need this. It's really that simple. That if you're doing great with money, then I'd encourage you, go make a nice donation to the station and go to my website and buy these programs for $500 each. That would be great. So if you're rolling in it, please do that, right? Send $1,000 to the station, go buy them on my website at full price, everyone wins. If you're not rolling in money, then I encourage you to take advantage of the special offer. $200. Well, yeah,
exactly. So you can give Brent Michael Phillips $1,000, or you can give us $200 and get the exact same program.
Yep.
And you win, the station wins, the planet wins, because when we walk around as human beings with those blocks cleared, those subconscious blocks cleared, we make better decisions. We treat people better. We treat ourselves better, and the planet changes. So
absolutely.
And this whole scarcity mindset too is going to be blown out of the water for you. It's just so powerful. I love this. I love what you do, and I love that you're able to reach so many people and change their lives, Brent. I'm going to throw out the phone number again, and then we're going to go into the added bonuses as well. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack. Again, the value is you can't even mention what the value is, because it could be thousands and thousands of dollars, but also the true value is not determined by a dollar amount. But if you, again, this is $1,000 plus, because there's bonuses over $1,000 value, but you're going to be accessing this and getting it for a $200 tax deductible donation to the station. We do need your email address. You have to ask for this particular package too. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack by Brent Michael Phillips. The donation is $200, and we need your email address. That's very important. Repeat it a couple times when you call up. The number is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Remember, when you're calling, if you're placed on hold, it's just because the phone lines are blowing up and everybody's calling at the same time. So just be patient. Don't go anywhere. Stay on hold. 212-209-2950. When you call that number, go to the pledge line. Say that you want the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack. Give your credit card information. It's a $200 donation. And again, these programs for everybody else on the planet, they got to spend $1,000. But you, the Pacifica listener, you're getting this incredible package, this high value package that truly does change lives for a $200 donation. 212-209-2950. Now, Brent, we only have a couple minutes left, and I know that we were saving all this good stuff to the end. So in this package, this is a lot that people are going to be getting. They're going to get the Unleash Your Inner Millionaire program. They're going to get the Formula for Wealth program. Both together clear hundreds and hundreds of subconscious blocks that we're walking around with that we don't even know. And then we have some added little bonuses as well that you're going to be including: the Secrets to Muscle Testing, the Formula for Miracles books, all three of them. These are PDF ebooks. But just give us a little thing on the Secrets to Muscle Testing, because I think people are thinking that they're going to go and work out. Like, they're going to go,
no, not at all,
lift some weights. Muscle testing is brilliant. It's really, a lot of people don't know about
it. Yeah, it's really how we check for subconscious blocks. And I don't want to get too much into it here, but don't worry, you're going to get a step-by-step tutorial on different ways you can check yourself or others for subconscious blocks. And that's one of the first things you need to learn in order to go clear them. So we'll learn how to identify them, we'll learn how to check for them, and we'll learn how to clear them. Put it all together, you've got a nice life-changing combination. And don't worry, everything you really need is in the programs. You get Unleash Your Inner Millionaire, hundreds of block clearings. You get the Formula for Wealth, a follow-up, hundreds more. You're going to get my trauma clearing protocol in a guided meditation, just in case you have some really nasty blocks that don't clear otherwise. We're going to give you the Formula for Miracles book series for those that like to read, learn all about how energy healing works, understand the science of the miracles. You don't need to know that to benefit, but some of you that are curious that like to understand it, I want it all included, because this will be one-stop shopping. The station wins, your tax bill comes down, you get life-changing content. It's a win-win-win. You win, the station wins, the world wins.
We like those kind of situations. Yep. When it's a win-win-win. We do, because it has an energy all its own as well. It has this beautiful energy. Something that you had mentioned too, and it's very important, and I would be remiss if I didn't talk about it, trauma clearing. So many people walking around this beautiful planet have been traumatized physically, emotionally, sexually, at all different stages of their lives, some very, very young, and that carries around a lot of shame, but also a feeling of not being worthy of being financially well off, or having great relationships, or having good health. That really impacts us. On the trauma clearing sessions, can you just talk a little bit about what's included with those in this package?
Sure. And so the trauma clearing is there in case you have some of the blocks that don't clear. That you'll go through Unleash Your Inner Millionaire, we'll clear 300-400 blocks. You might have 4 or 5 that don't clear. They're really nasty ones. That's what the trauma clearing is for. It's the big gun you roll out when other things don't work. And you can use it for any trauma you want. And I hate it when someone gives me a program that's limited. It's like, I don't want to get 80% clear. I don't want to get 90% clear. I want to get 100% clear, right?
That's right. That's
Please
right.
don't tell me I have to go spend more money to get that. I don't want
exactly.
to do that to anybody.
Exactly.
So the trauma clearing is included with a donation. So you have the big gun to roll out just in case you have some of the blocks that don't clear. Because I want to give you all the tools, all the knowledge, all the support to get 100% clear without you ever having to spend another penny.
Beautiful. Oh, and you can call up right now and get all of this for a mere $200 donation. Again, everybody else on the planet needs to go to the website for Brent Michael Phillips and pay him over $1,000. You're getting this for a $200 donation to this station. So it's a win-win-win. We do need your email address. This is the last couple moments for you to pick up the phone and call and take advantage of this. If you got the goosebumps when you were listening to Brent, if something that he said resonated with you and you said, oh my gosh, yes, that's me, now is the opportunity for you to call and get this, get access to this immediately. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack. You're going to get Unleash Your Inner Millionaire, the Formula for Wealth. You're going to be getting the Secrets to Muscle Testing, the Formula for Miracles, not one, not two, but 3 books. These are ebooks you're going to be getting, as well as the trauma clearing sessions for those nasty, those blocks that are not so easily to be released. You can get them released through the trauma. I did that. I think it was 1 or 2 I needed to go into the trauma clearing sessions in order to unblock those from myself. The number to call is 212-209-2950. It's the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack. We need your email address. Please be patient if you're put on hold. We are trying to get to all of your calls as soon as we can. 212-209-2950. Oh my goodness, we are running out of time, Brent, but I wanted to give you the last word if you'd like to speak directly to the audience about this adventure that they're about to go on, because I know people are calling in droves right now. So for those people that are calling in, any final words you want to give them about this new adventure they're going to go on?
Yeah, I would say we got to be willing to let go of the past and be present to the moment. just because you've chased down other programs that didn't work for you doesn't mean this one won't. Just because you've done a lot of things that didn't bring you to where you wanted to be in life doesn't mean you can't get there. It just means it hasn't realized yet. And I look back at my life, and the reason my life was such a nightmare was I thought I was so smart. I thought I was so clever. I thought I had it all figured out. And it took a lot of very humbling experiences for the universe to make me wrong about all these things I thought I knew. That allowed me to get out of my own way. So if you're really ready to move forward, if you're finally willing to find that missing piece, and it will take some work for most people, I want to tell the truth. It's unlikely you'll listen to one of the programs and have millions of dollars fall out of the sky. But if you're willing to do the work, you're willing to get in and comb through your subconscious and clear the blocks, I know for certain that you will start winning more than you're losing. And over time, it's just going to get better and better. The question isn't whether or not you can achieve your goals. The question is, are you going to give up before you get there? And if you want to get there, I'd love to be your partner and your guide on this journey.
Well, you're my guide on this journey, Brent Michael Phillips. Thank you so much. Thank you again for being on air with me today and for offering our listeners such a beautiful gift, the gift that keeps on giving, right, as well. Thank you again. Brent Michael Phillips, if you want to pay him for $1,000, you can by going to awakeningdynamics.com. Or if you want to pledge just $200 and get the Mega Pack, the Wealth and Abundance Mega Pack, you can do that by calling this number, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Thank you once again, Brent, so much from the bottom of my heart. I love and appreciate you. And I'm so glad that you came into my life and that I can share your wisdom and your teachings with the world through the radio station. So thank you again, dear.
Oh, this is great. I'm excited to be here and I hope we could change some lives today.
I hope so too. I hope so too. Thank you so much. And thank you, wonderful listeners, for tuning in. Please keep those calls coming. Remember to be patient if you're put on hold. Just stay right there. We're going to get to your call as soon as we can. That number again is 212-209-2950. Thank you again for tuning in today. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more incredible programming coming your way.
Sponsored WBAI New York with A Moment in Women's History. Grace Paley is familiar to longtime WBAI listeners.
I think someone had said something about how the old anti-war movement thought if we were all nice, everything would change. But the truth is, many people spent many years in jail. Tens of thousands of people lived in exile for many years. There are probably hundreds underground to this day.
Paley helped found the Vietnam Peace Center in 1961. She visited Hanoi as a member of a peace delegation.
Groups of people from the anti-war peace movement went to Vietnam during the war with an arrangement with the Vietnamese government to bring back American prisoners of war. This was the idea of the Vietnamese to really show that they would like to end the war. And they were sending these guys back, 3-4 at a time. And they were all pilots, they were all officers. It was an officer class. And they asked only one thing, and that was that these pilots not be used again during the war, and that they not have any association with the Air Force. Within 6 months of their return, the United States government had them teaching other pilots and continuing their old work. It was clear from that the United States had no intentions of ending that war. The reason I'm telling you this is because I think the whole Iranian business is exactly the same thing.
The celebrated writer and peace activist was forever making connections between the past and the present. Grace Paley once said, "There's no point in getting older if you can't say something about what happened earlier."
We're living right now at a time where the United States government could have gotten out of the whole thing very easily.
In the 70s, Paley turned her attention to the anti-nuclear movement. She once said for a writer not to be political is peculiar. She was interested in a history of everyday life. She was one of the earliest writers to explore the lives of women, mostly Jewish, mostly New Yorkers, with a focus on single mothers. You can receive our Women's History audio collection with Grace Paley and other trailblazers by becoming a WBAI buddy, a sustaining member for $15 a month. You'll also receive our fabulous tote bag for all your belongings when you're out and about. Please go to women.wbai.org, women.wbai.org, to become a WBAI buddy in the name of your favorite program, or in the name of all WBAI programs, or in the name of WBAI's long history of activism and programming you enjoy. Please call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and say, "Yes, I want to become a WBAI buddy this Women's History Month."
Joy of resistance. We're sisters of the joy of resistance.
March is Women's History Month, dedicated to putting women back into histories written by men and about men. Every Thursday in March at 11 a.m., Joy of Resistance will bring you special women's history programming. We will cover the reproductive justice movement that brought a woman of color spin to reproductive rights, black women leaders of the civil rights movement, the FBI assault on the women's movement, the political history of the bra, and how book banning by the right wing is erasing women's history today. And that's only some of it. That's 11 a.m. on Thursdays in March. Women's history as you've never known it.
Joy of resistance. Sisters of the joy of resistance. No corporation, government, religion, husband, father, brother, gonna define our existence. Joy.
Yes, it is 8 p.m. You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Time now for What's Happening.
Tonight is Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2022, and this is one of our amazing programs of many that we are planning for this month of Women's History. And we want to start off by letting you know we have incredible premiums for you during this month, and we hope that you will sponsor us by taking on one of these premiums. More about that later. And who are we? We are What's Happening. And we are talking about the struggle of the Progressive Action Caucus. Ralph Pointer, 99.5 FM WBAI, wants to know, what's happening?
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. And speaking from the hood, I say to all teachers, listen up. This is important. A massive, decades-long lawsuit against New York City over the use of two teaching certification tests is winding to a conclusion with nearly $660 million in pension benefits and damages awarded to plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit claiming the tests were discriminatory against Black and Latino teachers and prevented them from achieving full seniority pay and benefits. The city could be further liable for hundreds of millions of dollars more in damages yet to be determined, with an estimated maximum amount payout of about $1.8 billion for the 4,700 plaintiffs in the case. This is what officials call the highest amount of damages that New York City has ever paid. $1.5 billion to $2 billion, not including pensions. Listen up, folks, and participate. And without further ado, we're going to introduce to you the people, the folks, the teachers who made all of this possible. Sister Betty.
We have, of course, one of our stalwart warriors, Precious Coleman. In addition to her, we have Louise McRae. We have Jackie Garnett. And of course, we have Mark Pessin. And hopefully we will have others, including Winston Simmons, join us in this discussion. So without further ado, Precious Coleman, your mic is open.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much to Brother Ralph and Sister Betty for having us on the platform. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, my name is Precious Coleman. I am the daughter of one of the litigants in the case. My mother has been a New York City public school teacher for the past 37 years. And so in real time and in real life, I watched this entire thing unfold. My mother and myself began coming to meetings when I was roughly about three. I'm somewhere in my 30s now. This case has been ongoing since I was roughly eight. So again, I've spectated, I've witnessed the changes, but I've also witnessed the victories. And to be at the final point, it's really remarkable. And it's a true testament to persistence. It's a true testament to faith. And it's a true testament to hard work. I'm floored, but we still have so much more that needs to be done. Accountability still needs to be held. And we're encouraging all teachers of color, Black and brown teachers, if you have possibly been affected by this unfair testing, please come forward. Please let us know who you are, and I'll speak more about that later on. But thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to go on to our next speaker. I believe it's Louise McRae.
The microphone is open, Ms. McRae.
Open your microphone.
Unmute your mic. You have to unmute.
Okay, not computer savvy. Hi, everyone. I'm Louise McRae. I've been with PACS from the beginning. I basically just tell you a little bit about what we've been through in this case and share with you some of our struggles. The last, better known as the NTE, was a discriminatory test from 1995 to present day. Many teachers lost their jobs. They lost their jobs and were demoted because they could not achieve passing scores on the test. Really? Some were graduates with double masters. Some were teachers with many years of teaching services. Some were parents that moved up to become principals. And sadly, many teachers became qualified, but their salaries had not changed. They had to work their way back from 4A to 4B. In any case, these teachers had to do what they could do until the case was settled. Yay, the case has been settled. This case has went on for 25 years with some relief for the teachers. Many of them have passed away and they are truly missed. I just want to mention some of their names, like Michelle Macklin, that Precious had said earlier, Walter Mosley, Eastland Hughes, and we recently lost Shirley Liaison, Paula Jones, and of course, this case would not be remiss unless I mention the name of Miss Elsa Galino. She is the one of the names in the case. But we stayed together and fought the good fight. Knowing all of this, I'm glad that we have this opportunity to be heard, to express our case, our struggle, our pain. Thank you for allowing us to do this. We have won the biggest lawsuit in history. Unfortunately, this case will never be settled because although we have won this far, the struggle, the discrimination, it still exists. So now we have to fight for the young people that are going into teaching. One thing we do know, they won't have to be subjected to a discriminatory test. Thank you for having me and allowing me to speak.
Thank you for being here for us and giving us this information, but there's a group of people that cannot be compensated. That is the students who were denied your talents and abilities to educate them, because when you've been denied an education, you have been denied life, and they have perished in our concentration camps called prisons. And their lives have been destroyed. So let us continue. We have one of the major forces in this struggle, a gentleman that I have known for a long time, for I started teaching in New York in 62 and in Pittsburgh in 1957. And one of the warriors in education who introduced me to this group, and suggested I join it, is our brother, Mark Pessin. Mark Pessin, the microphone is yours. Please unmute.
Okay. I'd like to thank my comrades, Ralph and Betty, for, you know, all the work that they've done all these years. And to know that this is the largest victory in terms of any court suit ever in New York City. But guess what? It is not covered in the New York Times. It is not covered in any of the newspapers in New York City. However, Ralph and Betty have put us on their show. So we thank you very much, and we wonder, is this one more example of racism where Black people win something and nobody's to hear about it?
You got that right.
Okay, so I'm going to be relatively short, then I'm going to turn it over to my comrade Winston, who worked in the school with me, and he actually started the whole thing. So this is a court suit that's based on the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which says you can have a disparate impact on a group based upon employment tests. And this test was clearly a discriminatory test because white people passed it at high rates, but people of color failed it at very high rates. And we, are in this situation. The courts have decided that the test is discriminatory and that it was not related to anything that a person does in terms of teaching. So this is where we stand. I'd like to just reiterate what Louise and Precious said. This was a movement, and it was a movement primarily of Black people, especially Black women. If you went into a room of a packed meeting, out of every 100 people that was there, 90 were Black diaspora women. And they were powerful people. And it seems to me reminiscent of the Black Panthers, where many of the people who led the Black Panthers or the civil rights movement, like Fannie Lou Hamer, These are the people who were in the struggle, and women played an enormous role in that struggle. So I'm going to turn it over, at least initially, to my comrade Winston, who started it. So maybe, Winston, you can tell us how this went.
Well, we're going to ask if our brother Winston Simmons would come after our break. This is time for us to remind you that WBAI Women's History Month has a buddy campaign. And we are hoping that you will consider calling in on 209-212-209-2950. And we want you to say that you'll become a buddy either for our program or for women.wbai.org. And one of the things you're going to get speeches and struggles coming at you live in the form of Shirley Chisholm in Congress, Lena Horne performing, and Grace Paley, the magnificent writer.